Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I watched the PNC Championship, a little bit of it this weekend, because it was an opportunity to watch the man himself. I'm talking about Charlie Woods, not Tiger anymore. Like, it's hard to watch Tiger. I got a news for you, but I can watch Charlie all day long. And we will talk about that. Adam Fonseca, editor of Golf Unfiltered, joins us first time for Adam on the program. Hey, thank you very much for making a little time for us today. I appreciate it. But your piece in your blog and on the site, the absurdity of professional golf spoke to me, because I don't know that we have spent enough time talking about just what, not what LIV Golf has done to the pro game, but I think how it has distorted the minds of even professional golfers, because what has happened with all the money that the public investment fund has thrown at them is that the PGA Tour has pretended that they can react by upping the purses. They just lost Wells Fargo in Charlotte. Like, this is one of the best regular season tournament events on the entire PGA Tour calendar. And a sponsor, which always got a great field, it was an elevated event, and a sponsor just said, nah, we can't do it. I mean, that isn't that what has happened? Isn't that what LIV Golf has really done?
LIV Golf, first of all, thanks for having me on, Adam. LIV Golf is the disruptor in every sense of the phrase, and not in a good way either. It's showing all of the cracks in the foundation of the PGA Tour that really none of us have paid much attention to over the years, but certainly there's water flowing from those that foundation now. And when sponsors begin to leave, and when players begin to leave, and when all of these things begin to just unravel for the PGA Tour, you're left wondering, as a fan of professional golf, at least on the men's side, what is there to like about this product anymore? Mm-hmm. We're running out of reasons to continue to tune in when the likes of Jon Rahm, most recently, of course, leaves. And his legion of fans, and even in my market where I live just outside of Chicago, I can't watch Jon Rahm because it's not covered anywhere where I can tune in to watch him at LIV Golf. So all of that to say, you're right. There's a lot of disruption going on in the world of men's professional golf, and it's not going to help the game in any way.
No. I don't think anybody wins by not really being able to watch Rahm, or, like, I'm not a Bryson DeChambeau fan. I would argue that of all the players who left to go to LIV Golf, Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau were probably the only needle movers. Everybody else, you could be a great player. I think those are the only two guys that really noticeably impacted fandom and interest. Those are, I mean, nobody's knocked. DJ, Dustin Johnson's a Hall of Famer. Brooks Koepka's a Hall of Famer. I think Sergio Garcia is a Hall of Famer. I want to bring up something that Sergio and Rory McIlroy had a conversation a few years ago about. But I think that the two guys I mentioned, Mickelson and DeChambeau, are really the only guys that impact the popularity of the game to a mass audience.
Well, they certainly are the most charismatic of that group that you mentioned. And when you talk about how this reaches fans and capturing new fans, because everyone's talking about growing the game. All these guys going to LIV, they're saying, no, it's to grow the game. It's not growing the game when eyeballs can't see you play golf. And even when we recently saw Jon Rahm, whether you believe the report or not, but I believe it to be true, he's basically banned from talking to reporters until February. So how does that grow the game when we can't hear these guys anymore? I mean, they're getting their paydays, sure, but come on, you're not doing this for anyone but yourself.
So, John Rahm, I'll just ask this question open-ended. What do you think John Rahm's dollar value is to the based on what the PGA Tour brings in? What is John Rahm's value to the tour, and how much does he earn on the golf course? Is he worth $20 million to the PGA Tour?
I would say he's closer to $20 million than he is to over $300-plus million that he's getting from LIV, you know, if you believe the rumors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Rahm is one of those players, as I wrote in my piece on golfunfiltered.com, we're not talking about this transcendent athlete that has known the world round.
Right.
You know, we're not talking about a Michael Jordan or a Tiger Woods or anyone of that. And so while certainly valuable to the PGA Tour in terms of the ticket sales and people going to go watch John Rahm at these tournaments, he's not the keystone to the tour. The PGA Tour is not going to fold because John Rahm is no longer playing it.
Right.
It's the irony of all this, Adam, is that we today, this Monday, is when Q School is finishing on the PGA Tour.
Right.
The next breed of PGA Tour stars are coming on to tour today, and there's always going to be someone else. Now, I'm not trying to say that John Rahm isn't a massive talent.
Sure.
I don't know if he's a generational talent, but as far as his worth to the PGA Tour, it's up there, but he's replaceable.
Yeah, and he didn't win the PIP or whatever that thing is. I think he finished third behind Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, who doesn't even play anymore. That's really just an annual payment to make sure that everybody remembers that Tiger Woods is great. At Adam J. Fonseca from golfunfiltered.com is joining us here. So Rory McIlroy and Sergio Garcia used to be very good friends. I believe they stood in each other's weddings when each got married. And Sergio was singing the praises of going to LIV Golf. This is the year where he was still struggling on tour, and then he finally made the move to go. And Sergio told Rory that, if the story is true, that we're finally going to get what we deserve. And Rory said, what do we deserve? We're just golfers, man. And so Sergio is making all sorts of money, and bless him, these guys are professional golfers, earned the money. But that tour doesn't create any money. It's cartoon money. There's no worth in the money. It's worth it to them because they get it, but there's no value because that tour doesn't generate any money. I don't know how the PGA Tour competes with this. They can't.
I don't either. I agree with you. I don't know. I don't know if they have to either. I mean, if you look at it from a professional independent contractor, the phrase that everyone throws around about these tour players, if you look at it from their perspective, yes, go make as much money as you possibly can because this is your livelihood. I mean, who can argue with that? You know, obviously there's a lot of side arguments about the funding and all that. But the other side of it is the PGA Tour was around and will remain to be around before and after LIV Golf. Now, LIV Golf has a place in this larger sports landscape. They do. It's just a matter of, all right, well, what players want to go and make their own legacy in that upstart league? Because to your point, there is no other money coming in. And sponsors, equipment sponsors primarily, are the ones that really hold much of the future for LIV Golf here. I mean, everyone talks about how much money the public investment fund has. They still want to see a return on investment. This isn't just some open-ended thing. And right now they're not getting that return on investment.
Getting nothing.
And so zero. And so it's a matter of right now, today, as we talk, the PGA Tour has the upper hand in that way, insofar as they've got the sponsors, they've got the TV rights, they've got Tiger, they've got Rory. But is that enough to rest its laurels on? Unfortunately, only time will tell.
Especially with Tiger, I mean, obviously, physically, he's not going to play anymore. Is John Rahm's move about Jay Monahan more than anything else?
By the way,
PGA Tour commissioner, for people who don't know.
Yeah, Jay Monahan, let's just call it what it is, Adam. He screwed up royally during this whole thing. The fact that he is still in his position is mind-boggling to me personally, mm-hmm. but You can go back to listen to old John Rahm interviews leading up to his decision to jump to LIV. John Rahm has not been shy as far as what he thinks of the commissioner of the PGA Tour. In fact, there is an interview, the tournament is escaping me for now, but when asked about the mandatory requirement for him to play in certain tournaments while on tour as part of this response to LIV Golf, he was taken aback. This had not been communicated to him. And so I believe, as he has said in not so many words, that he feels he got screwed over, as many players do on the PGA Tour. And so this was maybe a stick it to you, Jay, move on his part.
Final thing about this, then I want to ask you one question about Tiger. Adam Fonseca from GolfUnfiltered.com. On June 6th this year, when they announced at least the framework of a deal that probably isn't going to get done with the public investment fund. Maybe it will. That just blew everybody away. I remember when I saw it, I'm like, what the? The fact that they did not let in the star players, Rory, Rahm, Spieth, the guys who really do move the needle to certain extents on the PGA Tour, those guys, the fact that they didn't know about it, to me, is the biggest failure in leadership. You can't let your star players be blindsided, especially those who have spoken out against the what LIV Golf is doing to the game. To me, that was the end of it. I didn't understand how Jay Monahan could keep his job a week, let alone still be in the position today.
I'm with you. Tiger, during his press conferences for the Hero World Challenge a couple weeks ago, made it very clear to Jay Monahan, this cannot happen again, especially for a tour that has been built on the backs, literally, of the players. And it's supposed to be for the players. Being kept in the dark like that, it was clear that Monahan and a few close confidants panicked. They saw an opportunity for themselves, and in doing so, they went completely against what they told all of the players to not do, and is take the money, when in fact, I mean, Adam, if you're in their shoes, if you're in a John Rahm shoes, if you're in any of those players, you're thinking, wow, we just got fleeced. We just had the covers pulled over us, or out from under us, rather. I would be surprised if more players before the first of the year don't jump.
I think they will. I don't think there's any question that there will be more players jumping. I still don't think ultimately it hurts the pro game. The PGA Tour will still be the superior tour of the two. But if you don't have status in major championships and you jump, I mean, we're not going to see Abe Anser or Joaquin Neiman play in majors, and those guys are major championship worthy. Taylor Gooch might have been the best player on the LIV Tour this past year, and he's not going to play in a major. I mean, it's staggering to me, because they're not going to get world rankings points. Finally, before I say goodbye, would you agree Tiger looks physically, not mentally? I think he looks happier now that even though he can't play anymore. I think he looks happier personally. But, man, it's hard to watch a guy who's not yet 50 years old just – I mean, there's just no freedom of movement at all.
No, he's definitely not the guy that I grew up watching. I mean, he's 7 years older than me, and he looks 27 years older than me. I mean, he's definitely at that point in his career. It's nice to see him out there. As I tell all my friends who watch the game, this is just icing on the cake right now. It's all extra. Just enjoy it.
Just go watch highlights of the 2008 U.S. Open. That's all we need. I just want to see that again. Adam Fonseca at Adam J. Fonseca from GolfUnfiltered.com. Thank you very much, man. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you in the new year.
You as well, sir. Thanks again.
You got it. Adam Fonseca here on The Adam Gold Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.